She liked to make them work. Batken alach on Shabbos. She was so mean. That's when she made them do the most work. She said to the Jewish girls, mop the floor. And the Jewish girl would say, we're not allowed to mop the floor. It's Shabbos. We could do chas v'shalom malachas, like schita, like we learned. You're not allowed to squeeze water. Go shopping for me, says Vashti. It's Shabbos. Money is muktzah. And she would say, I don't care. You go shopping to me. I told you. You go shopping for me. I said what to do. You have to go do it. Take out the garbage. We're not allowed to carry outside. I don't care. You take out the garbage. Mop the floor. Cook me a good lunch today. Well, that's oifer. We're not allowed to cook. You go cook now, or I'm going to take this whip and I'm going to get you with it. And she starts screaming and yelling and being mean to the Jewish girls. And she bossed them around and made them tzuras of Shabbos. And she ruined their Shabbos. And Hashem said, Mida keneged Mida, Vashti ruined the Shabbos for Jewish girls. And now I'm going to get her back on a Shabbos. And that's why Hashem took care of her on a Shabbos. That was the end of Vashti. And the next morning, Ahasuerus woke up. And now, because he had slept overnight, all the wine and all the mashka that he drank now was not so much strong in his head. He was not so shikir. And now he woke up and he felt a little bit better. Vashti, Vashti, where are you? Vashti, I don't feel good. I think I drank too much. And he looks around. He doesn't see Vashti. Oh, maybe she woke up early. She went for a walk in the garden. And he pokes his head out the window. Vashti, where are you? And nobody's there. He goes out of his room in his pajamas, walking down the hall. Vashti, Vashti. And the guards at the door says, Ahasuerus, what are you calling Vashti for? What do you mean? She's dead. You said she should be killed. What? Dead? I said she should be killed? What are you talking about? I didn't say any such thing. Oh, yes, you did, yesterday. Because she didn't come in her crown and parade in front of all the men to show how beautiful she was. So you said she has to be killed. Ahasuerus says, what? I don't remember anything. I must have been so shikker, I don't remember anything. I said it? You mean I said that? Well, the officer says, not exactly you. It was really Mamuchan, who was really Haman, but you asked the question and he gave the answer and you said they should do what Haman says. What? Oh, why did I ever listen to that Mamuchan? He's my lowest officer. He gives me such a thing when I have to kill my wife. Ay vey. But they explained to the king, that's what the king decided. And he went back in his room, and he went back on his bed and started to cry. I miss Vashti. Now I don't have a wife. And Ahasuerus was crying, holding his doll, getting his pajamas all wet. Hey, Vashti's gone. What am I going to do? And now, Kinalach, the officers came in and they saw the king so sad. They didn't know what to do. And they made an emergency meeting. And they said, you know, we don't really care about the king at all. What we care about is our jobs. We have a good job now in the palace, all of us officers. The king Ahasuerus made us officers. We get to eat good food in the kitchen. And we get to wear fancy uniforms and have fun parties with the king. What happens if the king gets so upset he'll get sick? And either he'll die or somebody else will be a king. So maybe the new king will pick his new officers and we'll be kicked out of the palace. We'll have to go work in a gas station or something. What are we going to do? So therefore, we better think of a way to help Ahasuerus. Now remember we learned in Tanya Kinalach, if the goyim do a good thing, sometimes it's not exactly for Hashem, it's for themselves. Remember what we learned? Here, they want to help Ahasuerus, But is it really because they care about Ahasuerus or they care about themselves?
They care about themselves.
And so they say, Ahasuerus, we love you so much. We want to help you. So we thought of a good plan that you should be a happy king instead of a sad king. Ahasuerus says, what? They said like this. Make a beautiful contest of all the women in the 127 countries of King Ahasuerus' kingdom. And you're going to pick a new queen better than Vashti. More beautiful than Vashti. Nicer than Vashti. And then if you get a new queen, you will not miss Vashti. You will not miss her. Because if you have a better queen than Vashti, you won't care about Vashti. You'll forget about her. And so the contest will be. You will send officers to all the 127 countries. The officers will go around looking at all the women. And if they see a beautiful woman, they'll go to her and say, okay, you have to go to the palace of Ahasuerus to the contest. And if the king picks you to be the queen, you will be the queen of the 127 countries from Hoidu until Kush. And you'll wear the special crown and the special beautiful clothes. And you'll be the special queen of Ahasuerus. And if the king doesn't pick you, then at least you tried. But know one thing, that if you're in the contest and the king doesn't pick you, you will have to live in the special house of all the women that were in the contest and stay there for the rest of your life. Because once you were in the contest, that's it. You have to stay there because you were picked to try to be the queen of Ahasuerus. And even if you just had a chance to be in the contest, you have to live in the special house of the women who tried to be in the contest, and you can't go for any other man, only Ahasuerus. That means that a woman, once she goes to the palace, she can never go home. Now, as soon as the contest was announced, what means it was announced? The officers went all over the kingdom and they said, there's a new contest for the new queen, and they announced the contest. And the women heard about this. Most of the women got very happy. Ooh, this is wonderful. Just think, just to be in the contest, we might be the king's wife, and if not, we get to live in the beautiful palace and have all the delicious food and go swimming in the royal swimming pool and go in the gardens for the rest of our life. It's worth it to be in the contest. And they got themselves dressed up in their beautiful clothes and went out. Oh, maybe the king's officer will see me and pick me to be in the contest. They were very excited. But the Jewish women were very upset. They didn't want to be in the contest. They don't want to be, chas v'sholom, the wife of Ahasuerus. And they don't want to live in the palace for the rest of their life, chas v'sholom. And so the Jewish women were very, very upset by the contest. They didn't want to be picked. And a lot of them were hiding in their houses. And they didn't get dressed up to be picked by the guards and by the officers. They didn't want to get picked. Because this to them meant the worst possible thing. To the Goyish ladies, they said, oh, to live in the palace, this is the wonderful life to live. By a Jewish woman, she says, this is the opposite of a wonderful life. This is completely a Goyish life. A Yiddish life is to be with our families and to be by our shuls and our yeshivas. And to do Torah mitzvahs, not to live in a palace with all this fancy stuff and just all the taivis. Now, Kinalach, at this time, there was a very beautiful Jewish woman, and her name was Esther. And Esther lived with her uncle. And her uncle was Mordechai HaTzadik, Mordechai HaYehudi, who was the leader of the Yidden. Mordechai was the great tzaddik who was the greatest leader of the Yidden of the times. Mordechai used to live in Yerushalayim, and he was the head of the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim at the Beis Hamikdash. And then when Nebuchadnezzar made the Jews go into Golis, he came into Golis to Paras and Madai, and he still was the leader of the Jews. And Esther's parents had died, and she had nobody to live with, so Mordechai, her uncle, said, "You live with me, and I'll take care of you." And she was very beautiful. And as soon as Mordechai heard about the contest, he says, "Esther, you will not go outside until the king finds his queen. You will not take a chance that anybody will see you, chas v'shalom, that you should be picked to go to the palace, because if you do, you'll never come home. You'll have to stay there for the rest of your life. So the best thing is to stay in the house until the queen is found and the contest is over. Then you'll be able to go outside." Kinalach, Esther never went out of the house. And the contest was going on. Women were parading around the streets in their fanciest clothes. And the officers would see them. "Okay, you come with me. You're very beautiful. Oh, I'm so happy I get to be in the contest." And Esther stayed inside, never going outside at all. Until one day, now, you know, the king was very choosy. He didn't find a queen so fast. Every day and every night, women came in front of the king. And when they came, they could dress up in anything they wanted to wear. They would get it for them for free. They could come in any way they wanted to make the king want to pick them. If they wanted music, musicians played music when they came to the king. If they wanted to ride on top of an elephant with diamonds, they brought him an elephant with diamonds. Whatever they wanted to show off in front of the king, how beautiful they were. And the contest went on every day. They would announce, "And now is coming the next woman in front of the king to be picked for the queen." And she would come riding on an elephant in fancy clothes. And the king would look at her, "Yeah, get her out of here. I don't want her. No, forget it. I don't like her." And another one would come. "And now the next one in the contest," she would come with flutists and guitarists and violins. And she would come in front of the king dressed up fancy schmancy with makeup with all kinds of paint on her face. And the king would look at her and say, "Ugh, get her out of here. Take her away. I don't want her to be the queen." And then another one would come and the king would say, "Yeah, she's too short." And another would come and, "She's too tall." And another one come, "No, I don't like her. She's got green hair. I don't want that one." One year went by, 2 years went by, 3 years went by. Kinalach, years went by and the king didn't find the queen. Each girl, each woman that came, he said, "Forget it. I don't want this one. I still want Vashti back, but she's dead. I gotta find somebody that's better than Vashti." Esther stayed in the house for 4 years. Can you imagine never going out of your house for years? No. Can you imagine that? Finally, one day, it was a nice day outside. Esther says, "I have to go out just for a little walk. Just to get a little fresh air and a little sunshine. It's been 4 years since I went outside. Let me just see the sky. A bird, a cloud. Feel the wind and feel the sun. I'll go for a walk around the block fast. 5 minutes. What could be?" And she went out of the house. Mordechai wasn't home. He wasn't sure. She went out outside for a quick walk. She wasn't even dressed up in anything special. And just that minute, one of the king's officers was passing down the street and he saw Esther. "Hey, young lady, come here. Excuse me. You are very beautiful. I pick you to be in the contest." "What contest? What contest? Don't you know that the king has for years a contest to find a queen, and he can't find a queen? Don't you want to go to the king's palace and be in a contest?
No.
Well, you have to, because I picked you. I'm writing your name down, and you have to go. That's the rule. Whoever the officer picks, just like the king picked you to come, and you must listen to the king, and you must go to the palace. Oh, no. Esther was picked to go to the palace, and there's nothing she can do about it. And she came home, and she had to pack up her bags. And Mordechai just came home from shul. Esther, what are you packing up your bags? Where are you going? What's going on over here? Did you go outside? Esther was crying. I went outside for just 5 minutes, and one of the officers of the king saw me, and he picked me to go at the contest. I can't run away and go away from it because they'll catch me. That's the rule. And Kindalach, Mordechai had Ruach HaKadosh, and he knew everything as Hashkacha Pratis. For some reason, Esther was so careful. And now, just for 5 minutes, just at that time, an officer came and picked her. It must be Hashkacha Pratis. Hashem has something, a plan. Something is happening here. This is not an accident. Nothing happens by accident. There must be a reason that Esther has to go to the palace. And Mordechai didn't know why. He says, I don't know why yet, but this is a very important thing that's happening now, that my own niece should be picked to go to the palace to the Achashverosh. Now, the last thing that Mordechai told Esther before she left for the palace, Mordechai said, Esther, everything that happens for Hashem is Hashkacha Pratis, and there's a reason for it, and it's something good, even though it looks like it's something bad. Over here, something is happening that looks to us very bad. You're being taken away to the palace, and who knows, maybe you'll be chosen to be the queen. This is the last thing that you would want, or I would want, or any Yid would want, but there's no way to get out of it now. It must be that Hashem has some kind of a plan. Something is happening. But one thing, Esther, you must do. Keep a secret that you're a Yid. Don't tell anyone that you're a Yid. Of course, you have to keep in the palace. You have to keep kosher. And keep Shabbos. And keep Torah and mitzvahs. And it's going to be very hard because now you're in a Goyish palace and you're not in the Yiddish neighborhood. It's going to be a big Mesiras Nefesh for you to do it. But that's what you must do. But at the same time, you have to keep it a secret that you're a Jew. Because probably later on, it's going to be very important for you to tell that you are a Jew. But not in the beginning. This is what I feel, says Mordechai. Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh. He didn't know why, but he knew something is happening that's very important, not only for Esther, but for all the Jewish people. And Esther was taken away to the palace. And she went into the house where all the women were waiting to see the king. And she waited over there also for a long, long time until it was her turn. Because there were so many women, it took each one their turn. And you had to wait in line. And they had to get ready. They had to do all kinds of things to get ready. Which Esther didn't care about the whole maisa. And Mordechai would go outside by the window every day to see how Esther is and how she's doing. And finally, Kinalach, it came Esther's turn. And they came into her and they said, it is your turn. What would you like to go in front of the king? Would you like a fancy elephant? Nope. You want a fancy dress with diamonds and gold? Nope. You want an orchestra to play beautiful music for you? Nope. I'm just going to go plain. Don't you want to paint your face up with fancy makeup and stuff on your face? Paint? Nope. I'm going to go plain. That's all. Just like me. Of course, she doesn't want the king to pick her. And then she went in for Ahasuerus. And she had such a chein, such a special way about her because of her tznius, because she was a Yiddish mädel. And all of the Havdil, the Goyisha ladies, didn't have this kind of a special beauty because of tznius. The king right away said, "This is going to be my queen. Esther is going to be my queen." And, of course, he asks her where she's from and who her family is, and she doesn't tell. She says, "I really can't tell." And the king didn't know she's a Yid. And the king made her queen, and he was very happy that he got Queen Esther. And all this time, Kinalach, Esther never ate anything from the kitchen except raw vegetables and seeds and nuts that weren't even from the oven and fruits. And she just drank water. She didn't eat all the delicious food that the other women ate. And she was Meiser Nefesh to keep Shabbos, not to work on Shabbos. And now, Kinalach, she's the Queen Esther. And one day, Esther says to Ahasuerus, "You know, king, you want to be a very smart king, right? Because you're the king of 127 countries. And Ahasuerus says, "Of course, I have to be very smart to be the king of 127 countries. Of course, that's a very important thing." And Esther says, "Well, don't you have officers? And don't you have people that help you? Like you have a question, you have to ask a smart question so you get a smart answer." "Oh yeah, I've got pretty smart officers. Many times I ask them questions and they know the answer. Sometimes they don't know the answer. They scratch their head and they say, I don't know." And Esther says, "Don't you want an officer that always when he is asked a question, he's going to know the answer?" Well, the king says, "Well, what kind of an officer would that be? I mean, you don't find that so much. Sometimes the officer knows, sometimes he doesn't." "Well," Esther says, "if you look at other kings that lived before you, great kings, you can learn from them how they did it." "Well, like who?" says Ahasuerus. "Well, a long time ago in Mitzrayim, there was Paroi. Now, Paroi was a great king. He knew the 70 languages, and he was very powerful. But he had an advisor named Yosef. And you know what made Yosef so smart? He was a Jew. Those Jews are very smart." "Oh, yes," says Ahasuerus. "I didn't know that." "And then there was a great king named Nebuchadnezzar of Babel. You know who that was. I mean, Vashti came from him. Well, Nebuchadnezzar also had a very smart officer named Daniel. And Daniel was very smart because he learned Torah. In fact, both of those officers even figured out dreams from the kings." "Oh," Ahasuerus says, "yeah, it's good to have such a good officer. I wish I had one." "Well," says Esther, "you could also have one. Why don't you make the leader of the Jews to be your officer? His name is Mordechai HaYehudi, Mordechai HaTzadik, and he lives in Shushan Abira. Why don't you make him to be an officer? And he'll sit outside the gate with your other officers. And whenever you need him, he'll be there for you. And you can ask him a question or two." And Ahasuerus says, "Oh, that's a smart idea. Okay, I'm going to call Mordechai Yehudi, and he's going to sit outside my gate, I mean in the gate with the other officers, and if I have to ask him a question, I can ask him a question. I mean, if I don't know the answer myself." And so Mordechai Yehudi was called to the gate, that he should sit inside the gate, and he should be an officer of the king. And one day, Mordechai is sitting inside the gate, And all of a sudden he hears two officers that are talking. Now Mordecai could understand what they were saying because Mordecai also knew the 70 languages because he was a member of the Sanhedrin. To be a member of the Sanhedrin, that was the great Sadiqim of Yerushalayim that made all the different kinds of paskening halachas in the Beis HaMikdash, you had to know 70 languages. No one else around there knew the languages that Mordechai knew. These two officers came from a very far away country, from one of the 127 countries, and their names were Bigsan and Seresh. And they were speaking in this very, very strange language. And Mordechai was listening, and he understood. They didn't know that he understood. They thought that nobody understood. Now I'm going to tell you what they were saying. That King Ahasuerus, I want to kill him. Yes, I also want to kill him because he gave us such a lousy job. Yes, he gave us the worst job in the whole palace. Before, we used to only guard his room. We're guards of the palace, and we had a good job. We'd be inside. We'd be by his room. And when he takes a nap, we have to guard him to make sure that nobody goes in. And, of course, we bring him his drink when he wakes up, and his little snack, and his juicy, or his wine, whatever he wants. And we serve him his food, and if there's anything left over, we get to eat it. All the delicious stuff what he gets, all the nash, and cookies and candies he gets. And it's fun to be in the palace, and it's nice there, it's beautiful. And now he gave us a different guarding job. We have to be outside the gate guarding, and we have to do it from the evening and the whole night until the morning. We have to be up the whole night guarding outside where it gets cold, and it's so boring. And we have to be up the whole night instead of being up in the daytime. What a job. Oh, we're so upset. Yeah, you know what? Let's kill Ahasuerus. After all, once in a while, we also get to guard his room. Because once in a while, we get to change jobs to have a little bit better job. So the next time we guard his room by his nap, and he calls for his wine or his juicy or whatever he wants, let's take snake poison and put it inside of his drink, and we'll kill him. And then the new king, whoever that's going to be, will have to make all kinds of new jobs and new officers, and we'll get on a good list, and we will get better jobs. Anything is better than this lousy job of guarding the outside of the palace. So it's worth it to kill the Ahasuerus, that king. Yeah, let's do it. And Mordechai was listening. And right away, he wrote a note to Queen Esther. And the note said all about the plot that he heard against the king's life, against Ahasuerus. And Queen Esther said, King, our new officer, Mordechai the Jew, who sits out in the gate, has just discovered a plot against your life from two of your guards, Bigsan and Seresh. He overheard them speaking the funny language, and they are planning to kill you with snake poison the next time you take a nap, and they're guarding your room. Ahasuerus says, well, let's just see if it's true or not. And the next day, Ahasuerus got ready to find out if it's going to be true or not. And he called Bigsan and Seresh that they should guard his room when he takes his nap. Oh, this is our chance. And he went into his bed after his lunch, and he went to sleep. And they got ready their snake poison. And then the king woke up and he said, "Big son, Seresh, I want my juice. I'm thirsty. I woke up from my nap." Okay.